Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Monday, April 2nd, 2018, the day after Easter and April Fool's, which again is an interesting coincidence. Those two would fall on the same day this year. And last week we didn't do the typical coverage of Easter, which is not to try to erode someone's Christian faith. On the contrary, it is to bolster it, to shore it up, understanding what's really going on with, you know, when the polluting of the those important moments, you know, the resurrection of Christ in this case with esoteric and what do you call it? Ancient mystery religion rituals, basically. Pagan fertility rituals, to be specific in this case. You know, what do bunnies and eggs, first of all, how do bunnies and eggs go together? And what do bunnies and eggs have to do with the resurrection of Christ? And it's the convoluting of two completely different, yet in the mind of the esoteric death cult, similar ideas: the resurrection of Christ and the death cult ideologues subscribe to a parallel belief, parallel in their minds anyway, as far as their beliefs are concerned. And then the pagan fertility ritual stuff, which is where the bunnies and the eggs and stuff come from. Anyway, we didn't do that this year, but again, it's ironic. I thought about it all weekend. Ironic that Easter and April Fool's are on the same day. So April Fool's, it's not what we're led to believe. Go do your own homework. And the bottom line is, I guess it could be stated in a number of ways. Come out of her and do your own homework. Don't fall prey to the deception and the convoluting of subject matter. And the bottom line in all of that is He is risen. So I'll leave it at that. Anyway, to finish with this document from Larry's email, again, Iran continues to sow violence. Actually, who's sowing violence through, you know, by whatever means? It's that the hop, you know, the IHOP, it happened on purpose. Whether it's, you know, there historically there are two schools of thought, you know, make it happen on purpose or let it happen on purpose. I like the hybrid. I call IHOP, help it happen on purpose. So whether it was make it or let it happen on purpose, it happened on purpose. And usually it's help in one way or another, whether you step out of the way and let something happen, which folks would argue that's let it happen on purpose, or whether you're facilitating, engineering, orchestrating something, which is more of a make it happen on purpose. Regardless, it's happening on purpose. So I just call it help it happen on purpose, IHOP, that sort of strategy. That's what the folks responsible for the publication of this document are guilty of. Speaking of sowing violence, that's what these folks do. Again, P2OG meets R2P is sort of the operative mindset there. Proactive preemptive operations group going around the world stimulating reactions, they say, poking the world in the nose here and there in clandestine fashion. That never makes the nightly news. Read Jeremy Scahill's book, Dirty Wars, or watch the documentary of the same title. And you will see that, you know, as retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner puts it, there are operations that are happening all around the world below the CNN line, as Sam Gardner puts it. They don't make the nightly news. You know, there's a provocation. Listen to Wesley Clark's speech of the Commonwealth Club. You know, it's that excerpt from the Fora TV speech. Wes Clark, A Time to Lead, October 3rd, 2007. But the YouTube clip is General Wes Clark. It's Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup. That's the it's the YouTube video from the Fora TV channel. That's that 8 minute or so excerpt from his Commonwealth Club talk back in 2007. And everybody plays the Democracy Now clip. That's not the good one. The good one is the Commonwealth Club talk, where he elaborated more. And, you know, he talks about this kind of stuff. And in very sort of unvarnished terms, you know, America's foreign policy coup. You know, and in this case, specifically, he says, you know, the Shia uprising that we provoked and then got out of the way and let it happen, basically, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Who does that? And then these same folks write these documents that accuse others. You know, you go poke someone in the nose, and then when they respond and say, hey, knock it off. Oh, see, they're sowing violence. That's what this sentence amounts to. No, actually, you're provoking violence, you're destabilizing the region, and you have these documents going back several decades at least, and further, if we really want to be honest, over a century, two actually, that you've been trying to disrupt and re-engineer this entire part of the world. So let's be honest about that. We know what your intentions are. You've written about it. Be honest about it. Stop gaslighting us, especially your own people. So continuing to conclude, last sentence of the this third paragraph. Despite the defeat of ISIS physical caliphate, and how did that come to be? Again, the 2012 DIA memo that Judicial Watch obtained back in 2015 is instructive there. Continuing, threats to stability remain as terrorist groups with long reach continue to murder the innocent and threaten peace more broadly. Really? Again, that DIA memo that basically sanctions the rise of ISIS by proxy. What about that? Speaking of threats to stability remain as terrorist groups with long reach continue to murder the innocent and threaten peace more broadly. How does this happen? And again, all of this is in accordance with Pike's letter to Mazzini back in 1871. It all sounds just like that. How interesting when it comes to the Third World War that Pike allegedly outlined. It's one of those, you know, like the protocols, if it's a spurious document, it's one of the most provocatively prophetic documents ever produced for a fraudulent document. Astonishing. How does that work? So when it comes to threats to stability and, you know, these terrorist groups, terrorist threats with far long reach, what about that Frontline PBS video that we've played, I think, several times at this point, inside the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance against ISIS? That little 8-minute 20-second video really says it all. And as I've said over and over, Frontline has done some great stuff. What about the November 2001 Frontline series, Saudi Time Bomb, ? Those two, you know, the Saudi Time Bomb and inside the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance against ISIS, which is part of a, at this point, five-video playlist on the Frontline YouTube channel. That's all you need. That's enough right there to see the inside the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance. You know, 15 of 19 alleged 9/11 hijackers were Saudis. How did they get here? J. Michael Springman points out it was the CIA's Jeddah consulate, what he calls the through the CIA's visas for terrorist program. And he tried to say, hey, I don't think these guys should – we shouldn't give them visas. And he was told, if you like your job, you'll shut up and you'll give them visas. Speaking of the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance. And so we know these things. Yet we still have these documents this many years later. We'll say in the post-9/11 era. Because we knew right away, one of the best articles on this, all of this nonsense, is still Norm Dixon's article just a week after the events of September 11. September 18, 2001. How the CIA created Osama bin Laden over at Green Left Weekly. Still one of the best exposés. You can read it. And if you know all of that information, I mean, why aren't we spreading that today? A week later, it wasn't news at the time. You know, Bill Cooper predicted they're going to blame something on Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it? June of 2001. And what happened? He was dead by November. Imagine that. So anyway, this is one document, and we're being lied to, misled, deceived. I mean, that's just three paragraphs, and it's just nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. I won't continue because it's just more of the same. You can read it for yourself. Again, it's titled The Summary, 2018 Summary of the National Defense Strategy of the United States, Sharpening the American Military's Competitive Edge, and that from the article over at the Oriental Review, titled The U.S. National Defense Strategy is the Epitome of Neorealism by Andrew Karibko, published January 29, 2018. So that's one. The other, by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. The second email from David, Disturbed and Deranged Congress. And, you know, this is an article from the Washington Examiner, published after Trey Gowdy's appearance on Face the Nation yesterday. And the Examiner article is titled, Trey Gowdy, Congress has proven itself incapable of conducting serious investigations. And when you think about it, I mean, let's be honest. When you look at any of the professionals, when you see the way that these folks operate, you look at the you know, the folks that get play. You look at Price's Law, for example. Price's Law on who is getting stuff done, who's actually moving the bad guy ball down the field. You look at those movers and shakers. Do they have any, even the slightest, remotest connection with their constituents, the common folk, if you will, not their, you know, not the folks that are holding these fundraisers and, you know, part of special interest, part of a super PAC or some such thing, just the common folk. Are the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Al Green's, the Kamala Harris's, are these folks in touch with their constituency? I would say they're largely out of touch. And, you know, we've been talking about this on this network, gosh, since before the Bernie Sanders days. I keep talking about the fact that, you know, when Congress grills somebody and nobody ever, there are never any criminal charges, no one's ever held accountable, it it looks a lot like British Parliament. And that theater is obviously advanced by at least a couple hundred years, but it looks like a soap opera over there. It's a cute little soap opera. It's just something, you know, it's like watching a soap opera. And that's what congressional investigations in particular have devolved to here in America. You know, there was a time, it's interesting, if you look on the Wikipedia entry for CIA activities in the United States, apparently everything vanishes after 1977. The CIA never did anything in the United States after 1977, even though we know that's not true. Several people have published numerous books on the subject matter. How is that possible then that, you know, after the Church Committee hearings, just everything evaporated? Because they got better at their crimes. They went deeper underground. They burrowed deeper like ticks. They figured out how to money launder more effectively with more degrees of separation so as not to be traced, because they really kind of invented the modern incarnation of that. Money laundering, gun running, and things like that. And so now what do we have? Well, from the Examiner article, again, Trey Gowdy, Congress has proven itself incapable of conducting serious investigations, by Kyle Fleischer, published yesterday at 11 a.m. Congressman Trey Gowdy said Sunday, congressional investigations are, quote, terrible and aren't serious looks into issues facing the country. Remember the SNL scandal, Michael Milken days? People went to prison. The only guy that I'm aware of who went to prison 10 years ago in the wake of the subprime contagion was the whistleblower. That's where we are today by comparison. And whenever I think of Michael Milken and the SNL scandal, I think of John McCain and the Keating Five. How does this guy, I ask rhetorically, it's just disgraceful and astonishing. It's an embarrassment. You know, America is the petulant 2-year-old on the world stage that has a giant hammer. It's this overgrown baby that is just bashing the world. But this baby is propagandized. It keeps getting poked by certain influences, and it keeps throwing fits, these tantrums around the world for specific interest and influence. And that needs to stop. So from the article, Trey Gowdy said Sunday, and again, this is on Face the Nation yesterday, congressional investigations are terrible and aren't serious looks into issues facing the country. Gowdy said on CBS Face the Nation, Congress investigations are inherently political, leak like a sieve, and only seek to confirm the biases of the majority of members. He included the House Intelligence Committee probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election, an investigation he helped lead in that assessment. Gowdy said the investigation and other congressional probes make him glad Special Counsel Robert Mueller is doing his own investigation. And, you know, this should be shocking, but it's not even really news. And Trey Gowdy's stepping down. As the article points out, Gowdy is leaving Congress after his term ends in December. So guess what's going to happen? We're just going to move the bad guys are going to move the ball further down the line, barring, you know, bad guys or good guys doing something. We'll be
homeowners. If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures, and in enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Gotten to the subject matter that I intended to cover today yet, and you know that obviously includes getting back to what I mentioned last week, covering the Orlando Pulse stuff, the Color Revolution stuff, and it's all connected. Again, you know, really, Philip Haney's work and the Tablighi Jamaat network that he and his fellow counterterrorism investigators uncovered is sort of the big story that underlies things like the San Bernardino incident or the Orlando Pulse incident or, for that matter, the Parkland incident and many others. And Philip Haney said, "Hey, I think we found something." And the response he got, like, you know, Charlotte Iserby and so many other folks, is, "All right, you're fired. You're not supposed to find that. You know, operations that are managed from on high and everyone's compartmentalized and no one quite knows what's going on." And then a Philip Haney discovers what's going on and says, "Hey, it looks like there's a network here." And Philip Haney has said, you know, if the investigation that The Hillary Clinton State Department wasn't instrumental in shutting down, had continued, then there wouldn't have been a San Bernardino incident. There wouldn't have been an Orlando Pulse incident. There wouldn't have been a Parkland incident and many others. Isn't that interesting? Again, speaking of IHOP, it happened on purpose. Help it happen on purpose. So, you know, there's the Orlando Pulse incident, the revelations from last week that Sadiq Mateen, Omar Mateen's father, was an FBI informant from 2005 to June 2016. The same moment the Orlando Pulse incident occurred. And there are some interesting stories just for mainstream news, so we'll talk about that this week. But am I imagining these things, or am I just repeating myself? Anyway, we should all know these things. This should stop. Americans should have a voice. It should be representative government, not the illusion of representative government and a technocratic tyranny that is run by a clique of death cult ideologues seeking to destroy the American people at large and the broader contingent of the world. As they've stated, this shouldn't be happening. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, Peter.
I was going to raise the, in my opinion, the crazed death cult people you're talking about, all this stuff intersects at the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely.
The media, did you notice over the weekend, Chris, when, what was it, it varies from 18 dead and 1,500 wounded in Gaza, and nobody covered it at all?
Yeah.
Did you notice that the Christian Palestinians were denied visas to move around within their own country? Christians for Easter, and none of this, you know, was was covered in the American media. If it was, it was covered as violent clashes, and there was no violence except on the side of the Israelis, right, of course, who were murdering wholesale. And then at the same time, across the pond in England, we have the same Israeli lobby that is absolutely savaging their, what was their only opposition in the Labor Party, with you know, like unbelievable, like McCarthyite accusations of the anti-Semite.
Yeah.
But all these guys, the deep state, the intelligence agencies, which, by the way, Israel has all the intercepts of all of our intelligence agencies, get unfettered, unvetted, you know, complete raw, you know, so they can. Is somebody identity theft? Is somebody stealing your card? Well, if you're anti-Israel, it might be the Mossad.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole lot of ways to get people, right?
Yep.
But at any rate, now they control the banks, which with a five-minute print run can create enough money to pay off anybody in the world. You know, that's who the deep state, that's who the Rosensteins and the clappers and all these horrible guys, Brennan, that's who they really in the end work for. You know, what's his name? Eric Holder. God, the American Himmler, Eric Holder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is all related, but it all comes back to them. If you end that Federal Reserve thing, there'd still be a problem. And by the way, it's the only religion that has its own army and secret service and can print money.
Stick around. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations. My heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour this Monday, April 2nd, 2018. We're on the phones. And kind of talking about, with Peter in Los Angeles, we're talking, you know, you mentioned, Peter, the Israeli spying. Whenever that subject comes up, I always think of Carl Cameron's expose back in December of 2001. On Fox News, obviously, but that four-part expose that my understanding was supposed to be 12 parts, was a series of four-part series, and it got shut down after the first four, and it was scrubbed almost immediately. And Carl Cameron did a great job of pointing out that the Israelis were not just intercepting intelligence, they had embedded themselves in the communications network at key points, obviously. So to your point, I always think of that excellent four-part series that's still out there floating around but has been largely occluded from history. Do we still have Peter?
Here. You there?
Okay. Go ahead.
It was shocking to me, Chris, that ever even made the air, since the media is so utterly controlled by the Jews. Let's be honest who they are. But let me point to another one that I know you know about but maybe are forgetting, and that was the APAC spy scandal, where people from AIPAC were receiving intelligence from people in the State Department and the Defense Department on Iran and giving it to people from the Israeli embassy. And the FBI had these guys cold. They were doing an investigation on it. And one of the things that came out in the aftermath of that, Chris, was Jane Harman, who was on the Intelligence Committee, a Jewish representative from here in Venice. Her husband ended up owning Newsweek, which thankfully is going belly up. But at any rate, Jane Harman was contacted, and the FBI got all this on tape and offered by the Israeli embassy to, they would guarantee her that she would be appointed the chairmanship of the House Intel Committee if she made that investigation on the AIPAC spy scandal go away. She, who was a very sophisticated operator in Washington, believed that they could deliver on it, and of course they could deliver on it. But it, since the FBI recorded it and then got to Pelosi, Pelosi, who ordinarily would have gone along with it anyways, couldn't do it because, you know, that was standing in her way. But that goes to show you, they can pick and tell you who the chairman of the House Intel Committee is.
Yeah.
They have us wired six ways from Sunday. They control everything.
There's an interesting document that I've mentioned. You know, 10 years ago when I went through the administrative, we did like 3 or 4 months straight on the administrative state, the fourth branch. And at one point I mentioned the document titled The Brownlow Brookings Feud, The Politics of Dissent Within the Academic Community. And that details fairly succinctly an alleged or perceived, publicly perceived conflict within the academic community in the FDR administration. But it really wasn't a conflict. And it's interesting, the you know, certain things were leaked strategically, obviously, and, you know, it gets to that point that there are no leaks, it's all on purpose. And anyway, it's, to me, it's one of the first, best, earliest examples of what you're talking about. And again, it sort of gets back to what I was saying in the first hour about this Tontine system of there can be only one, and pirates compete to see who can cheat the best and win the most and all that kind of garbage. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's another great example.
Well, Chris, if you extrapolate the fact that they control all the money, which buys everything else. The government exists just to serve the money.
And they control the money, the real money, and the real wealth, but then they put this specious script out and tell people that it's money. Even though they don't actually say that, they'll be honest and say things like it doesn't have value, it has purchasing power, and it's only redeemable for like. It's not really money, right?
Yeah. But if you control that, obviously, the old Rothschild quote, if I control the money, I care not who makes the laws. That's one of the quotes. But think about it. This is a group of religious tribal zealots worldwide who have their own nuclear weapons, their own secret service and intelligence apparatus, who control the money supply for the largest Western countries,
absolutely,
and more. And when you think about the control of the media as well, you know, if you've got control of the loans, you control pretty much everything. But they are, the term is Jewish supremacists. That's exactly what they are. And
well,
one of these days, I have never read that Elders of the Protocols of Zion. I've never read it. I know is what it's alleged to be, but I don't know how it could be any worse than what's going on right now for real.
Well, you know, as far as that's concerned, and people, you know, we keep wondering, and I've had this conversation privately, we've sort of spoken to it publicly, but what's happening is, I think, in direct accordance with Pike's letter to Mazzini, and specifically at this point, the Third World War, fomenting that between political Zionists and political Islam, as I would call it, primarily, which is most notably represented in Saudi, Wahhabi, ideology and its infection of that area and then spreading that malignancy around the world through Salafism and Deobandism primarily. Again, the Frontline series is excellent on that. But it's this collision of these forces. And you see, I mean, the so-called State of Israel, which is not the biblical Israel, and the Saudi Wahhabi malignancy collude and conspire. And that's even, you know, recently we've seen the mainstream news reports that say, hey, you know, these alleged enemies look like they're kind of, they're not just, it's not just an uneasy alliance. They're actually cooperating. That's been mainstream news. And so why is that happening? So you have those forces being collided together, the whole world being drawn in on either side of that, and everyone's being balkanized in the process. And it's not just divide and conquer or divide and rule, as some folks put it, but it's balkanization, dividing folks down to a one-to-one ratio, pushing everyone into their own separate corner and saying, now what are you going to do about it? And again, that sort of gets back to Pike's letter to Mazzini and the ultimate endgame that he speaks of in that allegedly spurious letter. So, you know, it's not going to end. You know, people say, where's this all going to end? You know, this can't go on forever. Well, that's the intention, to wear people out with these destroyers of civilization, as they're referred to, in order to bring about certain social change, to get rid of Christianity, real Christianity. But Pike writes about counterfeit Christianity, which we see around the world, these feigned persecutions that books like The Union Jack, published back in 1971, talk about. And to, in simple terms, to implement a satanic world government with a corresponding religion. Anyway.
Well, Chris, from my perspective, the reason why the United States position is what it is because we haven't even been following our own interests. We've been, our foreign policy has been dictated, written, and carried out on behalf of Israel. So we don't even follow our own interests. But the fact that Yemen goes on, the slaughter in Yemen, and the Saudis and all that sort of stuff are colluding, actively colluding with the Israelis, is because they both are partners. Well, the Saudis are only junior partners in the money thing, because they're big operators, again, in the United States as well, in buying.
Absolutely.
They're minor, you know, retarded brothers compared to the Israelis and the Jews. But nevertheless, they both don't want Iran being around, an independent voice with an independent currency. And
a stabilizing force in the region, absolutely.
Yeah, and a potential, at any rate, restraint upon Israel's unrequited expansionism. And both the Saudis feel that way, too. So they're cooperating for that. You notice you don't hear anything, almost anything negative about Yemen, really. You don't almost hear anything negative about Prince Salman and the way he's just ravaged his own family, actually. It's because the Jews control, they're in lockstep on Iran. All this stuff is coming up on the P5+1, and you wonder if they aren't clearing the decks for the Labour Party in Britain, if they're not shouting down everybody here, to get ready to abrogate that agreement, the only thing that Obama did, pretty much, that I agree with. But at any rate, it looks pretty bad to me.
I agree. Yep. You know, if there's any hope for any drawing down of the tension, it's in getting knowledge up. And like you said, the Federal Reserve, I mean, I went on another lengthy diatribe, I think, on Friday last week, for sure, on that. And I always go back to Andrew Jackson's farewell address. I think everyone in America should read it and understand. And I was, you know, specifically kind of focusing on the context of those words, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. And the background of that remark was the money power and central banking and the abuse that it creates, that one class can perpetrate on the rest of the country. So I couldn't agree more about that. And so, you know,
I got to run, but can I just one? How are you going to? How does democracy? What a laugh is even to say that in the United States. How does any sort of democratic impulse coexist with an institution that can print all the money at will, inflate every bubble, deflate every bubble with advanced notice so they get rich either way, make governments rise and fall, is allied with a co-religionist secret service and all that, with nuclear weapons and everything else, but and is unauditable?
Yeah.
How can you have possibly have that and have any levels of democracy?
Yeah, democracy becomes the weapon of that mechanism. Ultimately, you know, that's it becomes, as some folks refer to it, the tyrant's majority. You use propaganda through funneling of resources and controlling the press, et cetera, to convince the people, basically propagandize them through a variety of means, and including things like the Delphi technique, hearing that the herd must, we all agree, this is what we should do. You know, that becomes the outworking of so-called democracy. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's my cynical answer to your rhetorical question, I would say. But yeah, it's...
Love you, Chris. Thank you very much, Guy.
You bet. Thanks, Peter. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Here's an interesting article that's trending on the New York Times: when bail feels less like freedom, more like extortion. I think Zachary Cruz could certainly, you know, so this is just more evidence of corruption. And again, I don't hate my country. I love my country and my countrymen. But, you know, in Hosea 4 fashion, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And Peter's absolutely right. The Federal Reserve got to go if anything good is ever to happen in this country. Let's go back to the phones and grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Murr.
Hi. Yeah, Peter got me thinking about a couple other things. I have a main point I wanted to bring. I don't know if Dan got it to you. I sent it to him again. But what Peter was talking about, the protocols number 10, under poison of liberalism, I'll read number 9. It's just the sentence. When we introduced into the state organism the poison of liberalism, its whole political complexion underwent a change. States have been seized with a mortal illness, blood poisoning. All that remains is to await the end of their death agony. And of course, the protocols themselves understate a lot of what they do, because I often say that the main two tactics of the Pharisees that undermine each empire are usury and sodomy, but the primary one is blood sacrifice. And that's not just individual children, although that's part of it, the same way they slaughter their cattle slowly, painfully. But wars. Wars are in your face. It's their harvest, and it's how they reset their money and their debt. But I also wanted to say that tomorrow on Herzog's show, Michael Herzog's, Field McConnell of Able Danger, Yale, abledanger.org, is to be on. And Christine Marcy is the one that started the Senior Executive Services under Carter in 1978. And that's why these people can't be fired. And they come in at the top of an organization and they don't have to know anything about it, but they're in charge. And they can only stay a day or a few hours, and they'll still get their full compensation. I mean, it's just a hideous, hideous thing, but that's one of the major clogs. But this sister, who hadn't contacted her brother, Field, in 6 years, sent an email, and of course he makes it public to everyone, so we know. And she had said, mentioned something about an elderly relative that they both would be involved in basically divvying up whatever. But she said, in the taxes of 1134, and an astute chat member, I guess it was, noticed that if you flip that over, it's H-E-L-L. So She's right there with Hildeby. She's one of these major pedo-Satanists, and that's really the glue that holds all of this together. And that's why they're panicking, because Trump really is on to this, that 1221 executive order, and a lot more. But can I tell you my real reason for calling?
Sure. We'll be right back with that, folks. Stick around. Final segment coming up right after this short break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, April 2nd, 2018. We're on the phones. We have Murr in Wisconsin on the line. Go ahead, Murr. Your real reason for calling.
I don't know if you received that yet, but what I wanted to talk about, every time I hear about Wesley Clark, and after finding out about him, it just disgusts me more and more. You know, this cute little stand-up guy in 2007, and whether it's the long clip or the short clip, and you get a chuckle out of the crowd about going after seven countries. Well, this man's name, real name, is K-A-N-E. It's a part of the K-O-H-N bloodline. He was also at Fort Hood and the Waco siege, but what I wanted to tell you about was in the Balkans. Captain James Blunt of Britain was told by him to destroy Russians who happened to get to the Pristina Air Base. I thought of William in Montana about this because I think he said he has no internet. So I thought he would probably be really interested in this. And Blunt was the captain. He was the lead that was facing these 200 Russians that happened to get there first to the airfield and were holding it. And but fortunately for him, his superior, General Mike Jackson, refused the order. And what they did was negotiate. They thought it might take a couple days, but it took a couple weeks, and they eventually, the Russians came in protecting, but not under NATO. And there was a very good video, No Bravery, done by James Blunt. And they used it in Iraq, but you really need to see it, too. But just hearing it makes me cry. But you see all these orphans with tear-dried faces, their hands up, waving at the, you know, and peace signs. But Wes Clark was also told to had to leave early for other reasons. When he was four, his father died. His mother moved him and them to Little Rock. So, you know, we know the personality is formed early. And if you look back through history, so many of these, great killers, military men, are determined kind of early on about this. And the same thing with Ike. You know, we think of that as being his one shining moment, the military-industrial complex. No, he was saying that for the New World Order. What we have to fear is the politicians and the bankers. Heaven forbid if the military and the industrial get together, which it looks like they're doing right now.
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time, and Eisenhower was a hardcore technocrat.
In a good way. I'm sorry to talk over you, but what I'm saying is in a good way.
Well, I don't believe that's possible under those mechanics, so to speak. But, you know, I guess it's a noble thought. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I appreciate your call, Murr. And I make a point of clarification. I would use the term political Zionist, by the way, as a disambiguation of conflating the aforementioned with Jews. I would further submit the two are mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive, but that's probably have to, maybe I'll mention more on that tomorrow. Anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.